So it's Thursday, I don't know, May 14th, I think it is. I don't know, I'm losing track of days here, what day it is. So this is my adventures of getting COVID tested part two, antibody testing. As bad as the regular COVID testing. This one was a lot closer. NASA Community College, and just finding the building because, you know, campuses are big, even though I know that the campus, NASA Community College, the memorandum says one location, and I'm driving around trying to find the gymnasium. I have no idea where the gymnasium is, and I stop a guy, and he's like, oh, okay, yeah, they're over there somewhere else, and I'm not sure if they're still doing the testing. I said, but this memo just came out on May 7th. He makes a call. Oh, yeah, yeah, they're in a different building. And he, you know, followed him. And it's strange coming to the campus. No cars in the parking lot at all. Normally when you come here, it's this time of year especially. And towards the end of the year, May, yeah, towards graduation time. Even when it's not school in session, it's still, they have summer school and everything else. But they also rearranged the traffic circle here at the campus, so it kind of threw me off a little bit. So you gotta go into the building, expecting a lot of people, and now you're greeted by a National Guard there. They're there. Who are you with? And I tell them, State Guard. So all State Guard are being asked to get this test, to get this test for the antibodies. Sign the paper, go to the nurse or whoever it is, ask your name, where do you work, where do you work out of? I said, well, I work out of home. Oh, so who are you assigned to? You know, if you're with the military, I said, State Guard. I said, well, I'm working from home. I'm not, I don't think people understand the concept. You know, they think we're one of the state defense forces. Well, the New York Guard is one of the four components of the Division of Military and Naval Affairs. You have New York Guard, New York Air National Guard, New York Guard, you have Naval Militia, New York Army National Guard, New York Air National Guard. So people don't know the difference. So I said, I'm working from home. Oh, okay. And then the question they ask is, how much are you interacting with the public? Do you interact with the public? Less than 50%, 50% or more. And that's kind of it's an open-ended question because normally, typically, I would interact with the public a lot because public affairs, hence public affairs, dealing with the public. And I said, well, it's about 50%. 50% or more. She's like, but you work from home. And the question threw me off. And I said, oh, currently. Okay, currently. Currently, no, less than 50%. I'm working from home, yes. Taking, you know, uploading pictures, doing what I'm doing. I'm not, when I'm on duty, even when I was on duty last week in Syracuse, we weren't interacting with the public at all. I mean, the hotel manager, and that's about it. So, if you were to ask me that question last week, I'd say less than 50%, of course. If you're interacting with the military, 50% or more, you know. So, yes, less than 50%. Okay. I said, yeah, I'm not doing it full time now from home. I'm still working on New York Guard stuff, pictures, postings, Instagram, etc., while I'm home on furlough this week. And then they answer your question, okay, go down to the nurse. And they said, okay. And I didn't even have to sit down for this whole thing. And they said, okay, we're going to take some blood. You know, which hand do you use or which finger can you use? I said, here, take my left hand. It doesn't matter. And it's going to be a little pinch, you know, when you get a pinch. So it was a little pinch. And they said, okay, we're going to wipe away the blood. And then they did five drops. And they said, oh, you're a good, you're a bleeder. I said, yeah, I know. They had to actually bandage it twice. Even that little prick caused a lot of bleeding. So not a lot, but they had to, you know. And I said, hey, this is nothing. I'm used to being poked, prodded, stabbed, not stabbed, but poke prodded non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Every time I go for a blood test, now it's every 6 months, they still, you know, they'll stick you and they take 3 vials. If they can't get it the first time, they'll stick you again. And if you don't get the right nurse, I've been stuck 3 times until the nurse came. That's when I was going my treatment, going through my antibody treatments. The last one was 2017, so no, I'm not going through those anymore. But yeah, you had a nurse who was like using that vein finder, and she still couldn't find the vein, and poked me 3 times, and then the regular nurse came over. I digress, because this is when I was going through treatment, not now. So yeah, and I've had to give like 17 vials of blood at one time, and 3 and 6, and poke here, poke there. And I was like, no big deal, one little. So this test was, this is the antibody test to see if you have the antibodies. They do you poke you once and you give the 5 drops of blood, and then, okay, the results, you'll see the results in a week. So I want a button again. I want a button. I was tested COVID-19, you know, I think we should, I was tested for COVID-19. I tested negative for COVID-19. And then I want a button, you know, I think a button. I was tested for COVID-19 antibodies, you know, badge of honor, badge. So anyway, that's the adventures for today. I had a nice half an hour interview with Sons of American Legion radio station this morning. That was great. They were asking about what the New York Guard does. How can somebody join the New York Guard, and my background in the military. And I said, where do you want me to start? Started in 96, and then went Air National Guard in Roslyn. They were downsizing, left Air National Guard, went active duty Air Force, ended up going basic training, injured my knee, got discharged. And 10 years later, what do? In 2006, going to the Army National Guard. Hey, I made it through basic training at 35 years old. So, yeah, you know what? It's an accomplishment. So anyway, today was part 2 of COVID testing. This was antibody testing. So wasn't that bad. Quick and easy. You know, they poke you, give you the blood, and off you go. So I think I'm going to have my aloe drink now, go to Stop and Shop, pick up a few things that we need to do, and just go home. And yeah. So thank you for listening. Hope to speak to everybody soon. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening. And keep listening. Keep the masks up. Flatten the curve. Stay safe. And be safe, everyone. Peace out, everybody.